APIDS 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill into law today. The bill freezes domestic spending, but many Republicans said it didn't go far enough.
When you hold spending steady, which is essentially what is going to happen over the next couple of years when it comes to domestic spending, you have to remember that if inflation is at 4 or 5%, that really represents a cut.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. New details in the death of an 8-year-old girl last month in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
Reyes' mother says her daughter did not receive proper medical care. How are they going to tell me everything was okay and then the baby dies? That's negligence.
Federal investigators say a nurse denied multiple requests to take the girl to a hospital. More than 280 people have been killed and hundreds more injured in a train derailment in India. The railway minister, through an interpreter, says the incident is under investigation.
A high-level committee has been announced and it will hold an inquiry into this whole incident. The Rail Safety Commissioner will also hold an inquiry in order to find out the root cause of this incident.
Former President Trump's attorneys say they cannot locate a certain classified record sought by the Department of Justice. CBS's Robert Costa has details.
The Justice Department has been informed by former President Donald Trump's lawyers that Trump's team cannot find a document, allegedly a classified one, related to Iran. This comes as the Justice Department is moving toward a charging decision.
The Justice Department confirms, meanwhile, that it will not seek criminal charges against former Vice President Mike Pence in connection with its investigation into Pence's possible mishandling of classified documents. Google-owned YouTube has made a major change in its election misinformation policy.
Former President Trump and his supporters continue to engage in election denialism, despite no evidence that he was the victim of fraud. Now his claims and others like them about fraud, counting errors, or computer glitches keeping him from being re-elected won't be removed from YouTube. In a statement, the company said keeping in place its election integrity policy created in December 2020 could end up curtailing political speech without meaningfully reducing the risk of violence or other real-world harm.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. Parents angry about a school assembly in North Hollywood. CBS's Jeff Nguyen has the story.
School board member Jackie Goldberg says she checked with a group and found only a few had children enrolled at Sadakoy.
They did not have the right to make people afraid to be a child in this district because you're gay, but that's their goal.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school and my boy get married and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 92. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 58. Mainly sunny again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Low 80s Monday with a chance for scattered storms, mid 70s Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and duck hunters everywhere, ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Feet and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-feetandwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a Lake Michigan fishing report from Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Look at June events and classes at the Range of Richfield with Jim Bobbyash, and go sailing on Lake Superior with Captain John Small. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal, year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in the Milwaukee area and southeast Wisconsin. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me this week from Marinette, Wisconsin, the traveling angler and tournament organizer, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us again. We got to stop meeting like this, my friend.
Yeah, it's just a busy time of year, and we're in the point of the season where it's weekend after weekend after weekend, and we're at the 2023 Bass Pro Shops Cabela's National Team Championship in Marinette, and 278 registered teams for this event. Just a great group of walleye anglers from Washington to New York and everywhere in between.
Wow. And this is walleyes, of course.
Yep, it's walleye.
And how do you score this?
So it is that they're allowed to bring 5 fish to the scales each day of the event. And so we'll weigh them out. It's total weight for all 3 days. But the caveat, Dan, is 278 teams will fish Thursday, 278 teams fish Friday, and only 25 get to fish on the final day.
Wow, so there's a lot of weeding out then on the first 2 days. You've got to get a big bag in the first 2 days or you're out of it.
Yeah, the old adage is you can't win it on the first day, but you can lose it. And certainly those guys are taking that to heart here. They at least want to get their 5 fish and do the best they can on day one. Scratch and claw day 2 to make it into that final 25 for Saturday.
And what do you think it'll take to get into that final 25, weight-wise?
Well, I'm going to guess it's probably going to be somewhere in that 30 to 32-pound range. The bite has been tough. I think a number of the teams are going to go after 5 bites that are probably going to be on the, smaller side of average for Green Bay fish. But there are a number of teams that decided they want to go up into Big Beta Knock, which is quite a run for Marinette yet, but they're looking for maybe 2 or 3 really big bites. So they might be able to bring in 16 pounds just on a couple of fish is what they're hoping for.
Uh-huh. Now, what water is open to this tournament? You mentioned Green Bay and Beta Knock, so how far can they go?
Yeah, so pretty much any part of the Bay of Green Bay they want to go to in Wisconsin waters is open, other than a small portion up of the Upper Peninsula around Washington Island, north of Gills Rock. But then anything in Michigan is also open except for Little Beta Knock, because Little Beta Knock has a different regulation. They have a slot limit, and there's no need to try to police that between 278 teams. So we've kept that off limits.
Yeah, like where did you catch that fish? Oh, boy.
Exactly.
That would be impossible. Yeah. And so they bring them in each day to be weighed, and then they get ready and go out the next day. Do they typically share info, or are they pretty secretive about them?
You know, many of these teams certainly come up with others from their club, and they, you know, they all want to show off a little bit, and so there may be a bit of information shared between teams, but, you know, they all want to win. These are all, you know, high alpha competitors, and they would love to take the bragging rights back for themselves, and even if that means keeping just a little bit of info to themselves, even between teams.
Yeah, and what is the purse in this one?
Yeah, so the total purse is $276,000 up for grabs, but the winning team will take home a brand-new Ranger 620 and a Mercury 250, over $100,000 boat and motor combo, and $25,000 cash.
Not bad. And I suppose there are some other cash prizes if they catch fish with a certain rod or whatever, right?
We've got big fish and big baskets for each day. We have Ranger, Nitro, and Triton boats bonuses available as well. So lots of other opportunities. And many of the anglers even cash checked before they even caught any fish. Many of them winning travel stipends and prize packages just to get here. So they were able to cash some of those checks last night at the rules meeting on Wednesday evening in Marinette.
Yeah, and this is quite an event, obviously, with that many people, and quite a commitment for the tournament anglers. So if you don't finish in the money, it can cost you a lot just to play this game.
It can, you know, but a lot of these folks use this as their vacation time. This is their entertainment dollars. And I know the folks from Travel Wisconsin were here. Of course, the city of Marinette representatives here, really appreciative of so many people from all over the country coming to Wisconsin and spending their hard-earned dollars here. It's an incredible place to be. You and I know that from living here, but so many of these folks are able to experience that, some for the very first time.
Well, that's fantastic. And this is, of course, free fishing weekend, free fun weekend, where the tournament anglers, of course, are all licensed, but, you know, anybody can fish anywhere in Wisconsin without a license this weekend, and walk the trails and visit the state park. So basically, we've opened the doors. Come on in and see what we've got.
Absolutely. It's a great time and good weather for this weekend.
Well, good. Now, what are you doing next weekend? I think that's walleye weekend, isn't it?
It's walleye weekend. We head over to the Mercury National Walleye Tournament in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, on Lake Winnebago. I think we're in that 280, 90 boat range, somewhere over there as well. And we'll send them out on next Saturday morning, and weigh them in Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's going to be fun to see what happens on Winnebago. Winnebago system's really showing off here lately. It's getting a little warm, so that might hinder a bite just a little bit, but it's really got some healthy fish in it right now.
Yeah, it sounds like another great weekend coming up. Well, gosh, I am looking forward to doing some fishing now that turkey season has mercifully ended. I can stop getting...
Oh, you filled... How many tags did you fill, Dan?
Three.
Let's not talk about mercury.
Three.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I had a couple unused tags in my pocket, which always happens, but I can stop getting up at 4 a.m., although I still wake up at 4 or 4:15, you know?
It's just, you're ready for it now.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to try to do some muskie fishing once the weather cools down. It's almost too hot for muskies now, suddenly.
Yeah, it is.
That's the way it goes. And speaking of muskie fishing, you know, I'm going back to Ballard's Black Island Resort on Lake of the Woods this September. I've been talking about that now every week. Four nights on Black Island, three full days of guided fishing, walleye, smallmouth, northerns, muskies, even some big panfish in there. Complete package with guides, boats, bait, tackle, lodging, and all the meals are included, and they are great meals. And my son John and I are going. His friend Blake and his brother are going. The folks from Stormy Cromer will be there, but we've still got a couple of openings if somebody wants to get in on it. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com right away and let them know you're interested in fishing Lake of the Woods with me this September. Well, Jeff, we are going to let you go and talk to you. I don't know. Maybe we'll record early next week instead of in the middle of a tournament. But at any rate, we'll find out how this one ended and hope it's a great tournament for everybody. So we'll talk to you again next week and safe travels home and hope the tournament goes well.
Well,
Thanks so much, Dan. Looking forward to it.
You bet. Jeff Kelm on the road in Marinette. And coming up here, Jim Bobbiash announces June classes and specials at the Range of Richfield. Captain John Small invites us to go sailing on Lake Superior. And Captain Dan Welsh reports coho action is still hot on Lake Michigan off Sheboygan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out FLOEINTL.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Attention all anglers. Stay ahead of the crowds with the most up-to-date and accurate fishing reports from around the region with OutdoorNews.com. Complete with lake maps and reports, gear reviews, and pro tips, it's the nation's top site for modern anglers. During the month of May, you can get 50% off any membership to OutdoorNews.com and never miss the best fishing info again. Just use the code May23 at checkout to instantly up your fishing game. Visit OutdoorNews.com today.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. It's located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split. You can also find them online at therangewi.com. And joining us once again for our monthly chat about what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. I always look forward to these chances to visit with you and your audience. It's great to be here.
June is upon us, but how was the month of May for you?
Actually, May was great. We're still seeing some really good range traffic and a lot of new faces. The really good news is we keep seeing more and more guns being delivered. And I can be honest with you, I don't think I've seen our gun case this full in months, maybe even years. I mean, it's just been terrific. We also have a fair amount of ARs that are available. Ammo is okay. If you purchase a firearm or rent a lane, we can sell you two boxes of ammo. You know, unfortunately, we don't have all the calibers. You might want to check ahead of time to see what we have, so that you know what we have and what we don't have. So unfortunately, we still can't sell ammo out the door, but I think it's getting close to getting that way.
All right. Well, and you have classes, I imagine, they're going on this summer?
We do. Classes continue to be very well accepted, which just pleases me. And some of our more popular ones is our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class. Now we're having that one on June 6th and then again on June 25th. We have our Drawing from Concealment. This is an advanced class, and that's June 15th. We have a NRA basic pistol course, which is always a really good one if you want to really sharpen your shooting skills, and that's going to be on the 17th and 18th of June. And, of course, our first shots, which is an introduction to shooting, is on June 28th. And don't forget, we always have our private handgun lessons, and that seems to work extremely well. If you haven't shot in a while, want to brush up, or you've never shot before, or, you know, you want to do some improvements, we'd love to talk to you.
Well, good. Now, summer is here, of course, and people are on vacation and not always around, but you still have a pretty full roster of classes there.
Yeah, we do, but because of summer and vacations and outdoor opportunities, we have trimmed back our educational schedule, but we will be ramping it back up again in late August. So if you can't make it this summer because of being outside, don't worry, we'll have it again after summer.
All righty, and I understand you have a Liberty Safe sale going on now?
Oh, we have a really good one going on right now. June is safety month, and we and Liberty want to make sure that everyone is safe. You know, get it safe.
Uh-huh.
We are offering 10% off all Liberty products. This doesn't happen very often. This is an extremely rare deal. These are some of the greatest prices on, again, I got to stress, all Liberty products. Right now, we have 28 safes in our showroom and 70 in our warehouse. Now, that's close to 100 safes to choose from. So, no waiting. Stock safes, they're ready to go. Now, this sale is going to run through June 28th. So, please stop in and check our huge collection. This is a perfect time to buy.
All right. And Father's Day is coming up, of course, on the 18th. What have you got for dads?
Dads get to shoot free, and they get a free target. So, come on in. Come on with your kids or your daughters or whoever. Come on in. We'd love to have you here.
All right. And dads have enough ties, in my experience anyway. Ties and socks. That's kind of the, oh, what am I going to get dad? Yeah. You have better ideas, though.
Well, we do. We like to say, get dad a range gift card. That way he can come in and either use it to shoot on the range or he can pick out something that he really, really wants.
That makes a lot of sense. You have another special going on, right?
Yep, we try to do something during the summer because, again, traffic starts to slow down a little bit. So we have a super summer special. Wednesdays, all lanes will be just $10. So it doesn't matter if it's standard or premium, only $10. It's good through 8/31/23. We try to do it every year, and it usually is well attended. So mark your calendar for Wednesday to come in and shoot for only $10. Also, we've got on Thursdays, it's free gun rental. That includes the gun, eyes, ears, and a target. Oh, you can't beat these summer deals, so we look forward to seeing you.
$10 for a lane, and then a gun and everything else is free?
Wednesday is $10.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yep.
Thursdays, it's the free run. I got to get you in here twice, you know. I can't do it all in one day.
Yeah,
got to spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, all right. And, of course, if someone is just interested in talking about guns or has questions about guns, you're always available for that.
Yes, we're always here. We'd love to chat with you. I also want to just mention our consignment guns. That has been going very, very strong. So if you have some guns that you're not using anymore or time to just raise some cash with inflation, come on in and talk to us. We have a really good deal worked out here, and folks are really starting to take notice. So we'd love to see you.
Well, Jim, you have people coming in to look at guns and to buy guns. Do you ever have any issues with what they call straw buyers, people who are buying a gun for someone who can't legally buy one?
Well, we have been blessed. We haven't had a lot of that. But let me tell you that we are very, very concerned about that. Everybody here is trained to watch out for the straw buyer. Sometimes it's not really hard to pick it out. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult. If you have somebody coming in and saying, they want to buy a gun, what do you want to buy? I don't know. And he looks at his buddy and goes, how about that one? You got to kind of watch fairly closely. I don't think we've had that tried more than 10 times in 10 years. But you need to be conscious of it because, unfortunately, people do that. And we know that because every once in a while we'll have one of the law enforcement agencies stopping in and saying, hey, did you sell this gun to this guy? Because he's a felon. The other thing that we try to do is if you're buying a gun, we have a camera focused on the purchase. That also is a deterrent, and it also helps us being able to track down if something or someone is doing something illegal.
All right, so you are extremely thorough and cautious when you sell guns and when people come into the store. I mean, it's a gun shop, and you're selling firearms, and people sometimes use firearms for illegal purposes.
Absolutely. If we feel uncomfortable selling a gun to someone, we will refuse to do it. They look like they're not real stable. During the pandemic time, we had some older folks come in to buy a gun. And, you know, they wanted to buy, I want to buy a .45 caliber pistol. And it's like, have you ever shot before? No. Oh, you know, maybe we should just kind of hold off. Maybe you take a lesson. Maybe take our first shots class. Start with the 22. We don't believe you're going to be able to handle something of that size. We do pay attention to what's going on. We don't just take your money and run.
Very good. Well, and if people have more questions, they can learn about your schedule, how to get in touch with you, and everything else on your website.
Absolutely. We'd love to have people either stop in or get on the website. Nothing else, just give me a call. I'd love to chat with you.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim. We'll talk with you again in a month.
Sounds good, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Jim Bobiash, president of the Range of Richfield, with the monthly report on what's going on at the range. They are located on Helson Drive, that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, and you can find them online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report from the Sheboygan area, sponsored by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at dumperdan.com. He also has a Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, and you'll find this interview posted there on Facebook every time we talk, which is every other week now. Second sponsor this week is 902 on the Avenue Bar and Grill. And they are, guess what, at 902 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan and on Facebook at 902 on the Avenue. Joining us once again, and this time from the water, is Captain Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back and thanks for joining us.
You bet. Great to be back, Dan.
We're recording this early in the week and you are on the water. What's going on?
The fish bite remains red hot here off Port of Sheboygan Harbor area, north and south of Port of Sheboygan. We're just pulling lines now. We ended with a three-person limit of 15 coho salmon, so we are still catching the coho here, later part of May, early June. But there's other variety of fish to catch as well all over the place here out of Sheboygan as my boats have been spread out north and south of town, like I mentioned.
Yeah, well, you get out once in a while yourself. How'd you manage to spring a day here to fish?
I just snuck out for a few hours, and my office phone usually doesn't start ringing till 8 in the morning, and then it rings all day, which is a good thing. So I thought we'd come out, and George and I and Lily came out and fished a gap out in front and caught our 15 coho, and it was a lot of fun, and the lake's calm, and the weather's warm, and summer is here.
Yeah, it seems like it. Now, how big are these coho running?
Right now, we got a nice batch of fish here. I mean, a couple weeks ago, they were a little bit smaller, like the 2 to 3 pound range. Now they're running like 3 to 6 pound range. They're perfect, Dan, for the grill. In fact, we're going to have some coho salmon tonight fresh on the grill. They're perfect size for eating. They really are.
And you say they're just off the harbor now, just outside the breakwall?
Yep, we're just going to go under power here and idle in. Actually, we're out a little ways now, a couple blocks off the lighthouse, but we trolled in the mud water, the river water that's pumping out into Lake Michigan, and there's a ton of bait fish in here, alewife and shad, and them coho are in here feeding on them, so we kind of troll the edges of the bait pods, and that's where we pick up these coho salmon.
And what are you getting them on?
Flasher flies are the best, dodger flies, just metal dodgers, green, peanut, red, and chartreuse flashers have been the best. I should say dodgers, because dodgers mean metal dodgers, and they are working real well, either red or chartreuse, double knot, triple knot, size-wise, with a green peanut fly behind them are working well. Trolling about 2.2 to 2.5 miles an hour, catching them on slide divers, downriggers, and planer boards with 1 or 2 color of lead core. Now, depth of water, Dan, we're fishing anywhere from 25 to 40 feet of water, so pretty close to shore and catching them up high.
For people who aren't familiar with the dodger fly, flasher fly combo, explain how that works.
The dodger's an attractor, and these are smaller dodgers for cohos. As we get into king fishing and steelhead fishing here, you know, later in June, July, then we run a bigger version of that. an 8 or 11 inch, but these are the smallest dodgers, or 3 to 6 inch dodgers. And what they do is they flutter in the water back and forth, sometimes spin a circle. They're like a flat blade with color and flash to them. And then the fly's behind that dodger, and the fish comes in and hits the fly behind the dodger. So it's a fish attractor is what it is, and draws them in, and then they hit the bait behind it.
And they think that fly is a small bait fish, like an alewife.
Yeah, they think it's like the bug hatches you have, a lot of, like, rainbow and coal, you know, they'll eat the bugs on the surface, too, besides, you know, alewife and shad. So they'll think it's, you know, either a bait fish like you mentioned, or they'll think it's, you know, one of the flies, a hatch fly, and they'll come and grab it. Yeah, and it's a deadly combination. I mean, we run them on every rod. I mean, ran, you know, on the charter boats, anywhere from 10 to 20 lines at one time, you know, depending on how many people we have on the boat, and we run them on everything, you know, when we're targeting the coal.
Yeah, and boy, for three guys to get 15 fish in a morning, that's pretty good. Is that pretty consistent? Are your other boats getting limits or getting good numbers?
They are getting good numbers and limits. We had six-person limits this year of 30 already. I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of action, because you need these fish, you catch about 50% of them. So
yeah,
we did today. I mean, we had 30 bites easily, and we caught our 15. So they're real aggressive fish. They're fun to catch. Just a blast. But yeah, we've been doing well on numbers on coho, and they came early this year, which was great. We had them here early part of May. Towards the middle of May is when it really peaked, and I think this is going to ride through all the way through June and early July like it usually does, and guys got to get out here and take advantage of this fishery. I mean, it's outstanding right now, rolling into early June.
Well, Dan, the coho action has been hot, but are you catching anything else?
Yes, we are, Dan. Coho action's been hot for a few weeks now, and that'll go for another month for sure. My fleet of dumper dan boats are starting to spread out offshore, and we are catching some nice-sized king salmon, along with some steelhead or rainbow trout, 3 to 4 miles offshore, 100 feet of water out to about 140. Easy access to get to the kings and the steelhead, too. Check out our Facebook page. We're posting a lot of pictures of them as well. So if you're after eating-sized coho, we have them. If you want to fish for something larger than that, we do have the kings and the steelhead. Steelhead rainbows around as well off the Port of Sheboygan here at Dumper Dan's.
That's fantastic, Dan. You're already catching a mixed bag, and that's going to continue all summer, I imagine.
That normally does, Dan, and it's setting up already early, so definitely get out here and take a part of that action, because we can send you home with all sorts of trout and salmon combined.
Any action on the piers, or is that over?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question, Dan. There was folks on the end of the North Pier this morning, which is a little deeper water than the South Pier access, but both piers could be good. Yeah, they're jigging with spoons more than they're using live bait or casting, but we saw them hooked up quite a few times catching them, yes.
Well, good. Are there any tournaments coming up that you'll be involved in?
There's the Salmon Cup is coming up in June. That's a big tournament. We'll be charter fishing for that. Yeah, there are tournaments coming up June, July, August, a bunch of them. Something to look forward to for everybody if they attend and want to be in these tournaments. But for us, the month of June, no, we're busy with the charters right now.
Got it. Well, let's talk about 902 on the Avenue. What can you tell us about that bar and grill?
Well, like a lot of the places here on South Pier Drive, it's walking distance from my place. You can see it from my store. Very convenient if you're staying in our condos. You don't have to drive there. Excellent food. Lance and Wendy do a great job. Steak sandwiches, all sorts of good stuff. Tenderloin. They got a mac and cheese luncheon that's really good. Great bar. A great place. And they've been around a long time. They're great cooks. 902 Indiana Avenue. Highly recommended. Great stop if you're in Sheboygan here lodging or fishing with us or just driving through.
All right. Well, Dan, before we let you go, how can people get a hold of you? And do you have openings yet in June?
June, we do have openings. Get a hold of me ASAP. The phone's ringing like crazy here now, and that's normal for us. Try and get your dates in for June. Call me direct. You deal right with me, Dumper Dan, 920-377-1147. If there's a date that you need that we are filled, I do book other boats as well. There's days we have 8, 9, 10 boats out, so I can get you a boat. So don't worry about that. Just call me, 920-377-1147. We'll get you on the water, fishing, lodging, whatever you need. DumperDan.com on the internet, and our Facebook page is always booming with pictures and videos, including this report that Ozzy will get up here shortly on our Facebook page at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters.
All right, Dan, well, I hope the fishing continues to be as hot as it is right now. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Dan. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Dumper Dan Welch with the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Fishing Report, brought to you by his business, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. His website, as he mentioned, DumperDan.com, Facebook Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, and also brought to you this week by 902 on the Avenue Bar and Grill at 902 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at 9-0-2 on the Avenue. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention anglers, don't miss St. Croix Rod's annual Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday, June 17th in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix Rod's is celebrating its 75th anniversary of handcrafting the best rods on earth, and you're invited to the party. Attend seminars with top St. Croix pros, get special pricing on retired or B-stock rods, and participate in hourly giveaways. It all happens live on Saturday, June 17th. See details at St. Croix Rod's Factory Store.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Attention all anglers. Stay ahead of the crowds with the most up-to-date and accurate fishing reports from around the region with OutdoorNews.com. Complete with lake maps and reports, gear reviews, and pro tips, it's the nation's top site for modern anglers. During the month of May, you can get 50% off any membership to OutdoorNews.com and never miss the best fishing info again. Just use the code May23 at checkout to instantly up your fishing game. Visit OutdoorNews.com today.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
It's a new, cutting-edge, locally-owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella-approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is opening a new location in Stevens Point early this summer. You'll find a special outdoor area and pet grooming, along with a cat section and the same great made-in-the-USA treats, shoes, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids, your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
When it comes to event planning and catering, Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering in Wisconsin Rapids is the answer you didn't know you were looking for. With thoughtful, heartfelt suggestions to make your party delicious and business partners that provide extra services, THC has the knowledge and connections to make your event wonderful for you and your guests. Visit their website, TwoHeartsLLC1.com. That's the number one, as in the first place you want to stop to check out Two Hearts LLC.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet, or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Look to your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Bayfield, Wisconsin, is my son, John. He's our Northwoods correspondent. He's a kayak guide on Lake Superior, and he has a new title now, Captain John Small. John, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now that we call you Captain, I guess you recently got your captain's license.
I got it in the mail today, my merchant mariner credential.
For folks who don't know, what does that entail?
Oh, boy. There's a course. There's an exam by the U.S. Coast Guard. It took me about a month of studying online, preparing for the rules of the road and basic boat deck safety, and then plotting and navigation. And I had to take a proctored examination, which I passed with flying colors, I might add. And then I also had to do a medical examination, I had to do a drug test, I had to do a TSA background check, and I had to provide sea service, which was hours on a boat since I was 16 years old. I had to total up to 360 days and 90 days within the last 3 years.
And you did that?
I did that, yeah. And it was a lot of paperwork, and it was a big push to get it all done, but I submitted it, and all my I's were dotted and T's were crossed, and it went through.
Fantastic. Well, now, what does that allow you to do? Is that the license that's commonly called a six-pack?
It's a six-pack, yeah. And what it means is you are allowed to take six paying customers on a chartered boat of really any type, like a tour boat, a fishing boat, or in my case, a sailboat.
All right. So you are already a kayak guide, and you didn't need this kind of license for that, did you?
Not at all, no. What transferred from kayaking was the wilderness first responder and the first aid certificate.
Okay.
Yeah. And then hours on the water, of course.
Right. And now you'll be running a sailboat as well. For whom?
I'm working for All Hands Sailing. It was formerly Dream Catcher Sailing in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
All right. And Whitecap Kayak is your kayaking company, not yours, but the one you work for.
Correct, yes.
Well, you're going to be a busy guy this summer with sailing and kayaking.
I know. I have like 4 calendars that I'm synchronizing on my phone right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You must have had some on-water training or coaching with the sailboat, because that's a step up from a kayak.
It is, it is. And, you know, I sailed quite a bit in the last 2 years with some friends, and I actually crewed a race boat last fall. And that's kind of what got me hooked on sailing, actually, was just being on this fast-moving, agile sailboat. And just I was just so blown away by the speed and the power and how quickly these things can turn on a dime for how big they are. You know, a 40-foot boat just doing a 180 blew my mind, and I was hooked. We did a 4-day training in the Apostle Islands. We left last Sunday and came back Wednesday and got hours on the water, making the turns, tacking, jiving, bringing the sails in, anchoring. We practiced man overboard drills, you know, all the things that we could possibly run into.
Well, that's good. It's the same kind of training, in a sense, that you had for leading sea kayak trips.
It is, and I was relieved that we did the man overboard because, you know, those boats move so fast, and, you know, you're on heel, and the thing's pitched 45 degrees, and people can fall off, and you know, a head in the water is hard to find, so we tied a 5-gallon bucket to a life vest, threw it overboard, and basically ran through the drill of rescuing someone. Did it several times with different ways, with the motor, with the sails, and I'm at least confident that I know how to bring the boat around and approach someone in the water.
Uh-huh. Now, are you on a line when you're sailing? Are you tethered to anything on the boat?
When there's rough seas, yes. They have a jack line, and we use a harness on a PFD with a tether that allows you to basically clip in and be tied to the boat if you fall off, which, from what everyone tells me, is not pleasant. You basically get dragged along.
I'll bet.
You know, they don't stop on a dime, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be surfing behind a sailboat until they can slow it down and drag you in, I guess.
Or, yeah, alongside it under the water. I mean,
oh,
I think
boy.
People, yeah. I don't want to experience that if I can help.
Right. So what kind of trips will you be leading now?
Well, I think starting out as a new captain, I'll probably be leading like 2.5-hour experience trips in the Apostle Islands, which amount to motoring into the South Channel, sailing to Basswood Island, checking out some rock formations, and sailing back if there's good wind. The next step up is like a half-day trip where we go further into the islands. And then the company also offers multi-day camping trips. For me, the appeal of a sailboat is the fact that I don't have to carry all the food for several days of camping up to the campsite every night from the kayak. It's all enclosed. You have a refrigerator, you have a stove, you have a bathroom. You know, maybe it's getting older.
So it's a step up in luxury, too, or in comfort, I suppose.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you set your sails, you know, you can hang out.
Cool. Well, if people want to take a trip with you or the others with your company, how do they do that?
Well, it's Dreamcatcher Sailing, and it will refer to the all-hands sailing. They're still changing the website over. And, yeah, you can book right through there. They use Fair Harbor, which is a common booking platform. Or you can do walk-up. So, you know, we're well-located right on the pier in Bayfield at the bottom of Rittenhouse Avenue.
So if someone just walks up and you or one of the other captains is there, and like, let's say I walk up and I say, hey, I want to go for a sail. I can do that?
You know, if there's a couple seats left, we can take 6 people, so yes.
Cool. All right. That's dreamcatcher-sailing.com for now, right?
Yes, and we're working on transferring the website.
Okay. And then back to kayaking, whitecapkayak.com is the other company you work for, and you'll be leading trips with them as well, right?
Yeah, I will. My wife is working for them probably more than I will since I'll be sailing, but I will do some overnight trips with her. And I'm expecting to do a lot of mainland sea cave trips this summer, which is leaves from Myers Beach, and we go to the sea caves in the Apostle Islands Park.
Nice. All right. Before you did your 4-day adventure sailing in the Apostles, you and I did a turkey hunt in Dunn County, and we saw birds. I managed to get one, and we had a couple other close encounters, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yep. And, you know, we learned some lessons, I think, too. You and I have been hunting turkeys for years, and I think we need to rely more on our gut reactions and instincts and not be so analytical sometimes. You know, we had a bird and came up with a narrative that it was farther away than it was and walked a little too close and spooked it.
Yeah, and anyone who says they've never done that is either lying or hasn't been turkey hunting enough, I think.
Yeah.
Well, in our next adventure, I'm sure you and I will get to fish once or twice this summer, but we're going up to Lake of the Woods in September, and your friend Blake Gross and his brother are going along, and Gina Thorson and Dave, her husband from Stormy Cromer. There's still a few seats open, so if you know anybody who wants to come along, they should move on it pretty quickly.
Okay.
Now, I've done this trip twice, but this will be your first time up there on open water. You and I fished it through the ice.
28 below zero on my lawn.
Yeah, and this will be a lot different than that.
I'm looking forward to hooking into a Canadian muskie.
Yeah, I think we'll have that opportunity, and we'll be catching walleyes and then eating them for shore lunch, too. That's our first assignment of the day, is catch enough walleyes for lunch, which is not a problem based on my limited experience up there of 2 years. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too, for sure. And then in your spare time, you're working with an improv group as well?
Yep, we are Lost in the Woods Improv, Wisconsin's northernmost improv group. We have been together for almost a year and a half now, and we do a couple shows a month.
Got any upcoming gigs you want to talk about?
We'll be at Dandelion Days in Washburn, I believe, on June 24th, and we just did a show at Bayfield Winery for their unveiling of a new cider.
All right. So, Dandelion Days in Washburn, we'll look for that. Well, John, thanks so much. I'll let you go, and we will keep in touch, and happy sailing. I look forward to getting out on a sailboat with you.
Yeah, definitely. I will be able to take you out this summer.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
John Small, Captain John Small, reporting in from Bayfield, our Northwoods correspondent. He's a kayak guide with whitecapkayak.com. And a sailboat captain with dreamcatcher-sailing.com. It's going to be all hands sailing, but dreamcatcher-sailing.com is the current website. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Castle Rock and Peat and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeatandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peat and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out floeintl.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Attention anglers, don't miss St. Croix Rod's annual Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday, June 17th in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix Rod's is celebrating its 75th anniversary of handcrafting the best rods on earth, and you're invited to the party. Attend seminars with top St. Croix pros, get special pricing on retired or B-stock rods, and participate in hourly giveaways. It all happens live on Saturday, June 17th. See details at stcroixrodsfactorystore.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. The folks at Cedar Lake Sales are gearing up for Walleye Weekend coming to Fond du Lac. Boy, in just a week, June 9th through 11th, they'll be offering free rides in Camus and Yarcraft boats on both Saturday and Sunday. So check the Cedar Lake Sales website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and duck hunters everywhere. To learn more about the world's leader in wetlands conservation, visit ducks.org. And we're brought to you by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, just east of Mauston on Highway 82, woodsideranch.com. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And of course, our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from the last several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed anything we mentioned on this show or you want to listen to it again, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And our show is now available as a podcast on many platforms, including the new outdoornews.com/podcast platform. Find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff, and you'll find me at Dan Small Outdoors. As we mentioned earlier, this is Free Fun Weekend in Wisconsin. State park and trail passes are waived, and you don't need a fishing license. So this is a great weekend to get a friend into fishing at no cost. For details, go to dnr.wi.gov. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm hosting another trip to Black Island on Lake of the Woods. Now that Canada has opened back up to American visitors, the dates are September 11 through 15, and we've still got a couple of openings. If you join me, we'll spend 4 nights on Black Island with 3 full days of guided fishing for walleyes, bass, pike, muskies, and big panfish. The guides, boats, bait, tackle, lodging, all meals, everything's included. And we'll enjoy shore lunches of the walleyes that we catch each morning, plus great breakfast and dinners at the lodge. So contact the folks at blackisland.com if you're interested. Let them know you want to come. The cost is $1,500 per person, and we've got some special gifts from the Stormy Cromer Company for everybody who will join us. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For upcoming events and more, visit warrennelson.com and click on the media page. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be at Walleye Weekend next week, so we'll try to get him before he heads to that event. You get outside this weekend, enjoy Free Fun Weekend in Wisconsin, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe. Giraffe.
you're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W24. 48 DE.